episode of the Double Comma Club with your host, Nicole Ruth of the Ruth Team, the number one lending team in Colorado.
So we're in the middle of our fact versus fiction series. We're debunking the myth around lending, all kinds of conversations. This week, we're focused on reverse mortgages. It's got a reputation, and this week we're debunking all of it. So Gabe, thank you so much for joining me today.
My pleasure. Happy to be here and have this conversation with you, Nicole.
Absolutely. And for anybody that doesn't know, Gabe Bodner joined the Ruth Team as the reverse mortgage specialist and a wealth of information. So Gabe, I want to turn it over to you quickly because I don't think people know exactly what they should believe about reverse mortgages and maybe even what the advantage of a reverse mortgage is, which we're going to talk about. So why don't you start us out with what's the number one myth that you want to debunk?
Yeah, absolutely, Nicole. I think, you know, to start us off, the number one myth by far is that with a reverse mortgage, you give up title of your house, you give up ownership. And that many people still believe today that with a reverse mortgage, the bank or your lender takes over the house and now owns the house and they're just paying you to live there. And that's just simply incorrect. You still own the house. You can still pass the house on to your heirs. None of that changes.
Oh, I love that. I love that because people do think that and they're all worried and afraid. So what's number two?
Yeah, it's part of that inheritance conversation. So it really is the fear, as you mentioned, that people can no longer pass the house on to their heirs. And once again, that it's part of the ownership piece and the title piece, but it's a secondary myth about you can still pass the house on to your heirs. So your heirs can inherit the home, right, and then they can pay off the reverse mortgage and inherit whatever equity is still remaining in the home.
And that's the biggest issue with that, right? I mean, a lot of people want to leave something to their children. Just that in and of itself is part of the value. But then, of course, we're seeing incredible equity growth in real estate today. And you don't want to give that up thinking that you no longer have ownership or title and you can't pass that on to the kids. So that's super important.
Right. And I think that's probably the number three myth, actually, is that you're losing equity. Right. In reality, nobody's taking it from you, right? You're not losing it. You're simply what I would call using some of your equity. And what I mean is that, you know, think about compared to a regular mortgage, if someone is making a mortgage payment of $1,000 a month, right? That's $12,000 a year that they're no longer required to make. So instead of having to make that payment with a reverse mortgage, the interest is simply added back to the loan, which is what we call negative amortization. And then through that negative amortization, the loan balance grows over time, right? Which arguably eats away at some of the equity. However, if you consider interest rates around 2.5%, to 4.5%, right? Compared to home equity growth and appreciation at 5 to 15%, think about it. The math works out where one actually in today's market is gaining more equity than they're using with a reverse mortgage.
I love that. And I think it's so instrumental that somebody who's looking at retirement, especially on a short lens, considers what the advantages are with this partnering with what a financial planner might be proposing as well because of some of those advantages. So what's another myth that we want to debunk?
Yeah, I think another one is that you don't have to own your home free and clear, meaning it's okay if you have a mortgage balance today, right? So a lot of people think that they can't have a mortgage in order to get a reverse mortgage. And once again, that's just not true. When we do a reverse mortgage, we can absorb, right, or pay off that existing mortgage balance. So I'd say that's probably one of the more common myths. And then if I may, I'll also add that the thought process for a lot of people today, which you could consider it a myth, is that the reverse mortgage should be used as what we call a loan of last resort. Right? I've used my portfolio. I'm running out of money. All I have left is my home equity. Then now should I consider reverse mortgage? And I would say, no, actually, it's the opposite or the reverse. Believe it or not, the research today shows that you have a better probability of financial success by utilizing a reverse mortgage sooner because it's a more efficient use of equity in retirement. So that's what I've got, you know, for you at this point. Again, lots of other information out there. I can talk forever, as you know, but you know, I'd love to continue to share as much as you'd like.
Two questions that you made me think of. Can I use a reverse for a purchase or refi?
Yeah, great question. Yes. So you can use it to refinance a home that you currently own, again, whether you own it free and clear or have a mortgage, or you could use a reverse mortgage to acquire a new primary residence. Absolutely.
And if I pull money out with a reverse mortgage, am I limited on what I can use it for, or can I look at purchasing other investments with that money?
Yeah. So the money that you utilize, i.e. the equity that you utilize from reverse mortgage, can be used for anything you want. You can use it to acquire other real estate. Absolutely. A vacation home, an investment property. You can use it for home improvement. You can use it for healthcare expenses, gifting, right? You can use it to pay taxes. There's a lot of amazing and interesting financial strategies as well, converting an IRA to a Roth IRA. Lots of different things. And with that, with your question, I'll just also add that the proceeds received are tax-free because it's considered borrowed funds. So once again, as you pull money out using a reverse mortgage, kind of like a cash out refinance, right? You think about that, you pull money out, you don't have to pay income taxes on that money. Same as a reverse mortgage.
That's fantastic. And I know you could tell 100 stories of clients that you've helped. I know very recently our team helped somebody who didn't have a lot of retirement income coming in, but they had a lot of equity in their home. We did a reverse mortgage refinance, and we in turn purchased two investment properties that immediately cash flowed, and we stopped the mortgage payment. Talk about a game changer. And I know you've got 100 more behind that. But I want to invite everybody that if you are interested in finding out more for yourself, for a parent maybe, or a relative, and you want to figure out what does this look like? Because I'll tell you right now, I'm 52. My husband and I are looking at how we're going to use a reverse mortgage when we're 62. And I know there's new programs that start at even 60. But this is something where you want to do a little pre-planning. If you have anybody in your family that you might think about inquiring, does this make sense? Let's give Gabe a call. We're going to have all of his information in our email. He's part of our team. You can always reach out to me as well. I just really appreciate the time that you spent with us, Gabe.
Thanks, Nicole. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Double Comma Club. Never miss an episode. Subscribe at thedoublecommaclub.com or your favorite podcast venue to hear more success stories. Get free tips on how you can get on the path to becoming a millionaire through real estate at any age. If you enjoyed this, you might also enjoy our YouTube channel. Just look for The Roof Team on YouTube or visit our site, theroofteam.com.